Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dr. David Orman, and you're listening to another 9 to 5 show. And this week's topic,
anxiety.
Anxiety and how to deal with panic attacks. Yeah. This is my beautiful wife, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa Lytle.
Notice how her voice, when you compliment people, do you ever know, and you really connect with them, you ever notice how their voice changes? It goes from, you know, the Morgan Freeman, I am God voice, such a nice, pleasant softness.
Aww,
yeah.
I like that.
Observing people in itself is an interesting art.
I would imagine.
Okay, so panic attacks and anxiety. This is actually going to be a very different show. It's not a theoretical show. It's not really going to expand on it. It'll provide solutions. And I've treated quite a number of people with anxiety and with panic attacks. And latest research shows that up to 11% of people experience it on a weekly basis, which is a gigantic number when you start to figure out, you know, do the math a little bit.
Yeah, and I'm shocked that the frequency is what surprised me even more than the number of people.
Yeah.
Weekly is a lot.
Weekly is a lot. And I think, I don't know if I'm just giving my own history or just making a general statement, but I think everyone experiences it on some level, to some degree, at some point. You know, there's always, you know, anxiety where, you know, you get something unexpected, or there's an emergency, or something along those lines. I'm not referring to those instances, but rather I'm referring to the I woke up and then that type of feeling. You know, all of a sudden it came over me. It's almost, people describe it as almost, metaphorically speaking, of course, you know, an entity coming into their system and taking over. Like, I don't feel, in fact, I often use phrases like, I don't feel like myself. It feels as if somebody else is living in my body when that occurs. I can't seem to control it. Phrases along those lines you'll hear quite a bit. Have you ever experienced it or known people who experienced it?
Oh, I have firsthand experience, unfortunately, with panic attacks. When I was very young, I had moved away from home at a young age. So after getting out of high school, I relocated to South Florida. So I was, you know, 17, 18 on my own. It was probably a lot more stress than I probably would have wanted to admit at that time. And it did take its toll. And so, yeah, I remember coming back from work one day and thinking, what is happening? It was, you know, the rapid heart rate, the hot back of the neck, feeling like you're close to death. It's a very scary experience. And, of course, back then, we're going back to 1980, there wasn't a lot. There was no Internet, so we didn't have information. Yeah, you couldn't look up your symptoms. And I don't even remember how I came across the fact that it was a panic attack. But once I discovered what it was, I always had kind of a very logical brain that would kick in. And like, okay, I know what this is now. And I know that it's not real. Like, I know that there's some other outside, or my mind is somehow creating this, but I'm not sure why. But I knew then I could handle it. Like, I could get rid of it. Because it wasn't like, you know, oh, you have high blood pressure. Oh, gosh. So now I've got to exercise, change my diet. I just knew that this was more almost like a psychosomatic kind of something happening that I could control.
Big word, psychosomatic.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. And not everyone's going to know what that means. Essentially what it means is it's kind of affects the mind and the psyche and the emotions,
yeah,
more than it does physically.
Yes.
And that then impacts on physically. So it's kind of like going in reverse, so to speak.
Exactly what it was. That's how it was explained to me. And that once I realized that it was more my emotional state and my mind creating these reactions physically, that's how the emotions were manifesting, is how I looked at it. They were manifesting in these quote unquote panic attacks. Then I could deal with it, and when I would get one, I would literally stop my car, pull over, and say, okay, I know what this is, and I know this is not real. I'm creating this, and it would just literally start to calm my heart rate down, and before I knew it, I had rid myself of them on my own.
That's pretty neat. That's pretty neat. Well, there are a couple of things, and this is kind of interesting because a lot of times we'll use, you know, different herbs where they have 17 letters and nobody knows how to spell them. And half the time I'm like, well, I think it's with an A or an E because there are different ways of spelling them. You know, ashwagandha. Go ahead, give it a
shot. Oh, yeah.
This is an easy one. Spell the letter E. Basically, what you want is vitamin E. A lot of time, more often than not, I would say about 80 to 90% of the time, panic attack is caused by traumas to a blood vessel. Now, when we think of traumas, we were just driving home from lunch today, and there was this horrible, bizarro accident. Most people think of traumas as something like that. But it certainly can be, but it need not be. It could be something as simple as, you know, you go to grab the door handle and somebody's on the other side, they open the door and smack your wrist. That type of, and a half hour later, you don't even remember it. It doesn't have to be, you know, exotic and dramatic and significant like that. But what happens is, this is kind of an interesting way of describing it. And the visual, I actually love it because it makes sense. In Chinese medicine, when there's a trauma to the system, when I say the system, I mean the body, think of a hose and they'll pinch off the hose. Where the hose is pinched off is where stagnation occurs, and it's specifically what's known as qi or energy and blood stagnation. As a result, there are pauses or spaces in between the blood. Now, of course, this is all metaphorical, but you can get a really good visual if you're a visual person when I speak of this. And what that does, those pauses or those gaps or those spaces in between the blood in the blood vessels, those are what's causing panic attacks. And vitamin E, and you usually need to take twice the recommended dose. The standard dose is 400 international units, and you take at least 800 international units. And generally, not only will that clear up the issue, it does a wonderful job of preventing future problems. The one downside is that it takes a little while, I would say up to 90 minutes to work. And in that process, in between that 90-minute time period, you can utilize Bach remedies. We mentioned Bach remedies a couple of times. Bach, B-A-C-H, a physician by the name of Edward Bach back in the 20s, developed a couple of dozen, what were eventually called Bach remedies. Basically, he theorized that all disease is caused by emotional upset, which is kind of an interesting philosophy.
It is, absolutely.
And whether that's 100% accurate or not is perhaps debatable, but boy, he's on the right track. If it's not the cause, there's usually a major component. And so, he would purposely, this is odd, he would purposely get himself ill or get his volunteers ill, and then they'd find the remedy, the flower, the herb, whatever the case may be, and then prepare it in a particular way. And these substances, they usually get them in one-ounce bottles. They're inexpensive, $10, $12 or something in that neighborhood. And you simply put them a couple of drops under the tongue or a couple of drops in a glass of water. And there are two remedies in particular. One is called Rescue Remedy, R-E-S-C-U-E Remedy. And the other one is called Star of Bethlehem. One or the other is exceptional for immediate relief of panic attacks or anxiety attacks.
Yeah, I think probably more of the audience is familiar with anxiety. I mean, that's just the... I think more of a common experience that we all share. Panic attacks would be a little more on the less common, I think.
I look at panic attacks as if we were to draw them out, they remind me of a heartbeat. And that there's the flat line and then boom, a spike and then down. Whereas anxiety is more like rolling hills.
Yeah.
Where it's, you know, comes up a little higher, goes down a little bit, but it's consistently there.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, these two things, from a physiological standpoint, they will be a huge help. And how that helps emotionally and mentally is, now that my emotions are within a thinner band, In other words, it's not so high, not so low. I can begin to be open to inspiration. I can utilize logic, whatever the case may be. I can figure things out, or I can be open to inspiration. Like, oh, I hadn't thought of that. I just thought of this. Let me go ahead and whatever the case may be.
Yeah. Awesome.
Wonderful. You've been listening to another 9 to 5 show. Again, check out my Dr. Orman Wellness School at hghplus.net/wellness-school. We've opened today. We've had a rousing response already, and we'd love to hear from you. Thanks again for listening.
Have a great day.